So is she being obnoxious, dropping these weights and kind of dribbling them like a basketball? That is the question. So this woman, she comes over. She basically says, please stop dropping your weights. It's really distracting. And then she proceeds to just plummet it on the ground like that. That's the question. Is this woman being obnoxious with the way she's dribbling the weights and dropping them
on the
floor?
This is like my pet peeve. Okay, let me just say that. Sorry, let me finish your statement.
Well, that was the end of my statement.
The answer is she is in the wrong. Yes, there are signs all over the gym that says do not drop your weights. People will get kicked out.
I don't know how this gym
is. Doesn't matter. It's all gyms. Though. You're not supposed to be dropping your weights like that.
Well, these weights and the pad that she's on is for Olympic-related stuff.
Oh, it's meant to drop.
So it's meant to be dropped, but the way she's dribbling it is, I think, where the debate's going down.
No, I still think it's wrong. You're not supposed to be dropping the weights like that.
That
was a dribble. That was
a dribble.
Purposely doing it that way.
My opinion is, just because you can do something, just because it's designed for it to do something, I feel like doesn't mean you should. And of course, I think I'm partially in the wrong here, but this is just my personal opinion. You're doing it with 95 pounds. You're putting it above your head. My opinion is if you're doing that type of weight and you need to throw it on the ground like that and bounce it up to then get it, you shouldn't be lifting that weight.
Or have a spotter. You're supposed to be having someone watch you if you're going to be doing such heavy weight that you have to dribble it to catch it.
And it's not like you're an actual Olympic athlete, okay? You're not. It's not like you're putting 500 pounds over your head and then dropping it because you're getting this new personal best. You're just repping out this Olympic workout that, in my opinion, you shouldn't even be doing. And you're just causing a disturbance around the people around you. Now, there are other people that are just like, oh, I like it when there's noise going on in the gym. Okay, that's not everybody. Some people like to go to the gym. They like to get in their head. They like to get into their zone and they do their workout. People who love the bouncing of and the throwing of weights are in the vast minority.
Also, that looked like a nice gym. That didn't look like one of those gyms that you, like, you see rows of those people.
It's not a CrossFit gym. If you want to do something like that, go to a CrossFit gym.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, it's one of my biggest pet peeves when I hear people either, like, sighing super loudly, like, repetitively, like, like, I've heard that once. I literally heard that once, and we're all just standing there like, is this girl like having an orgasm? Or when the guys are just yelling, so annoying.
And I've been to those types of gyms where everybody in the gym is grunting and throwing their weights, and it's a different type of vibe. You go to those gyms, that's what you're getting into, that's why you signed up. Don't complain. You go to Planet Fitness for the complete inverse. But then there are places that are in the middle. A place like this, I would consider in the middle.
Where it would be in the middle.
You just need to be considerate around the people who are around you. Don't be an obnoxious asshole. Don't dial it up to 11. Maybe you can dial it up to 5. Maybe, you know, obviously you can
grunt and
stuff.
Yeah, like drop the weight, right? We're not saying like don't drop the weight. But the way that was dropped.
Dropping it from over your head.
She's 95 dribbling pounds. It. She's like
throwing it down and catching it to do the next rep. First off, if you got to bounce, you shouldn't be bouncing weight off the ground into your next rep. That doesn't
that defeats the purpose.
That defeats the purpose. You're losing all that range of motion.
Yeah.
Where you should get some extra range of motion going downwards. I mean, like having that control of the weight. If you really want to build some muscle, get like a negative rep in there. I think that's a byproduct of people watching things on Instagram and learning tutorials on people from Instagram and then going to the gym and doing it themselves and not actually learning from people.
Maybe
who
she didn't
really
even
good.
Know how loud it was because she wasn't wearing headphones. And in the video, she wrote in audio, like she said that she couldn't even hear it.
Yeah.
Because she was having her music so high.
See, I like to use a thing called discretion. And I define that as, just because you can, it doesn't mean you should. You should just use a little bit of discretion. Just like when a cop is like pulling you over and you were speeding, but if a cop uses some, you know, discretion, they'll be like, you were speeding because of this reason or because you were avoiding something, whatever. That's using discretion. Like, for instance, you got pulled over because you were driving my grandma's car and she had a license plate that had like a film over it. Which was a completely visible license plate, and you didn't even know anything about it.
I thought it was for the snow.
She thought it was like a snow cover for the license plate. And the cop pulls her over, A young woman in New York driving an old lady's car. You have a Nevada driver's license in Staten Island, not driving your own car, and you get pulled over, and the guy says something to you about something covering the license plate, and you're confused to no end.
I literally responded, like, the snow cover? Like, I didn't
The woman, Geely here clearly has no clue what you're talking about. Yes, you can legally write her a ticket for being in the wrong. Yeah, you're supposed to check every aspect of the vehicle before you drive it.
Yeah, I go, I'm not even from here, and I'm a block away from the house.
Yeah. Use Full a little, as a cop, use a little discretion. Well, tell your grandmother she's not allowed to have that on her car. If I see her around, I'm going to have to give her a ticket. That's using discretion. You're legally in the wrong, obviously, but using a little bit of discretion, I think we can have a more normal world.
Yeah. That cop also looked like he was in high school.
He was like a training. He was training.
He was like, oh, you know what? Someone I actually feel comfortable giving a ticket to.
Oh, easy prey. Because in Staten Island, I'm telling you, cops would probably, if that was like a guy in the car, would probably given him like an attitude, giving him the hardest time ever. And you were just fresh meat.
Oh, I can't even say I hate Staten Island so much.
All right, let's end it there. All right. Thank you for watching. Drop this video a like and be sure to follow us for more idiotic podcast content.
Peace.